In response to the preaching of the word, let us sing from Psalter number 79. Psalter number 79, all the stanzas. Congregation of the Lord Jesus Christ, the last hours of the old year can be difficult hours for many. Especially when you get somewhat older, then the thoughts drift back to the past and the memories come up again of things that have happened which made you sad. And of course, no doubt also the memories came in terms of some of the happy occasions. Now, we've had some happy occasions in the congregation this past year. I don't know the exact number, but I do believe there were 6 or 7 births of little ones. But there were also some very sad things as well. There were no less than 4 deaths in the congregation this past year. 3 brothers and 1 sister. We know, of course, Homer Vanek passed away May of this year, and we want to express our condolences again to Audrey. Klaus Bokma passed away this past July, and we want to extend our condolences again to Afka as well. Henry Tomaten passed away in August. I want to extend our condolences to Lucy. And then Tina Otten just recently, this December. And we want to extend our condolences to Brother Stoffer and family. And these are things that come back to us, particularly as we reflect upon the past, especially at this time of the year, this time of day. Now, you may remember, at least I hope, that yesterday afternoon I delivered a message which, to be sure, was quite sharp, in which I had to bring out the truth that the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world for the fall and for the rising of many, and that He came as a sign that would be spoken against, and I needed to warn also those who are indifferent, who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ in a personal way yet, that they had better think twice about staying indifferent. But tonight, I wanted to bring a word of encouragement to all of us, young and old. A word of encouragement, and basically, yes, it is a word. And it is the word of grace. And that word of grace is set out very clearly for us here in our text passage that we find in Revelation chapter 22, and then particularly the verse 21, where we have these final words, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen." And that is what I want to speak to you about in terms of the following theme: God's blessed prescription for closing off the old year. First, by a word from God. Secondly, by a word through Christ. And then lastly, by a word to us all. Our congregation, our text passage, and our text particularly, in a special way, is a word from God to you and to me this hour. And with this word, God wants to recommend to each one of us His blessed prescription for coming through the end of this year, and that we may receive what is being spoken of as well, and that we may experience what we hope to hear about. Now let me show you for a moment what a blessed prescription it is. And it is found here in our text, the last words, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all." Now, as you know, this is commonly known as a benediction, or as you may also call it, some blessed last words. Now, for you who have lost loved ones, and for you who have stood or sat at the deathbed of a loved one, no doubt will recall some of those blessed last words. And you will no doubt keep them very dearly in your mind and in your heart. But tonight I want you to keep these last words dearly in your mind and in your heart. And that is, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Memories of a past year, yes, we've spoken about it already. Some of us are no doubt a little bit sentimental as well this evening, and that's okay too, to be a little bit sentimental. But here is God's word, and it is a word of encouragement. It is a word by which God wants to bless each and every one of us, young and old. And what is this word? What is this word of benediction by which God wants to stir our emotions in a positive way this evening? It is the word of grace. The word of grace. Grace from God. Grace from God. And there's not a sweeter, there's not a kinder, there's not a more pleasant word that has ever broken through from heaven down to this earth than the word grace. It's a word that, by its very nature, God does not keep to himself, you see. Because, and again, by its very nature, this word reaches out and it reaches down to us, you and me. By this one word, grace, God reaches out beyond himself to you and to me. This word's most basic meaning and most common meaning is, of course, undeserved favor. But if you would actually analyze this word more closely, grace, you would discover some surprising ingredients in its prescription. You would see love sprinkled in it, and joy, and tenderness, and compassion, and mercy, and good pleasure, even some beauty and charm as well. Grace. All of it, you see, is gently mixed together into this one word and makes up this word of grace. Now, dear people, with this one word, God reaches down from heaven to you and to me. He stoops, as it were, towards us this evening, and he makes known his desire, and he presses it, as it were, to our hearts, and he says, grace. Grace. Now, from where does this grace originate, you might ask? Well, obviously, it originates with God in heaven. And to help us to understand this, what he means by it, our text chapter gives us, therefore, and you can read of that in the passage that we have read already, it gives us a description of a vision in heaven, from where this word of grace comes from. God, so you can read in the earlier part of this chapter, God is sitting upon a throne. And his throne is called the throne of God and of the Lamb, the verses 1 and 3. And it is from this throne that grace is handed down to us, to you and to me, and it is pressed to our hearts. And what does it mean then when God gives us this word of grace from his throne? Well, it means that this word is not just a word of a wish or of an hope, but it is a word of power. It is a word of authority. It is a word that is surrounded, you see, with majesty, and it is, as it were, propelled by royal command to come towards us. It is grace from God who is sitting upon a throne in heaven. And therefore, when the angels showed the Apostle John this particular vision from heaven and of the throne of God and of the Lamb, he could tell John right there, these sayings, also the saying of grace, these sayings are faithful and true. Now, dear people, what greater certainty do you and I need than this? God sitting on his throne, never changing, always faithful, always true to his word and to his promises. And he makes this word of grace faithful and true for you and for me. The old year is quickly fading away, a few more hours, and also the year 2018 will be history. We will pass another milestone in our life at the same time. We will realize again that we are not standing still, but that we are traveling on. The scenes around us continually shift for us. There are times of joy and there are times of sadness. Death has come, and we've mentioned that already. Death has come home in some of our families. We have enough reminders of the truth that is spoken of in Psalm 103, the verses 15 and 16. As for man, his days are like grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes, for the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. There have been, and still are, the ups and downs of hopes and of letdowns, of encouraging things and of discouraging things, of some that amongst us we must continually cope with weakness, with infirmities, with serious illnesses, some not so serious illnesses, and it seems to go on from day to day, week, month after month. And also things can happen so fast at times, and before you know it, things have turned around again. Our lives are marked with changes. They are marked with uncertainties. And this is because we are men and women, boys and girls, of time and of change. But the word of grace that comes to us this evening, dear people, is from one who is above time. He is above time, you see. In fact, he is timeless. He is the unchanging one, and he is always and ever the same. And when he said grace some 2,000 years ago and had it written down as we have it in front of us, we may be certain that this grace is still the same for you and for me today. His grace, that is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, it has not changed, it has not weakened in any way. It is still as strong, it is still as potent, it is still as throbbingly alive and stimulating today as when it was first spoken. In fact, it is as if this word of grace has come from heaven just a few moments ago. That's how fresh it is. And we can sing it with great conviction, of course, unchanging is the love of God. But with equal conviction, we could also sing, unchanging is the grace of God from age to age the same. So what more do we need, really, dear people, on this New Year's Eve, than these closing words that come from God on His throne? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. It comes from an unchanging God, and is therefore the best prescription for New Year's Eve. Now, there's more to be found in this word of grace, because as we must see this in the second place, it comes as a word through Christ. Now, congregation, grace comes to us from an unchanging God, but it comes to us through Christ, the Son. And that means that God blesses us, but those blessings come to us through Christ. And it is only because of Christ, you see, that God can say grace to you and to me. How is this, you might ask? Well, grace is something that Christ has bought for us. And he paid this, as you know, with an awesome price, that is the price that required sacrifice on his part. As you know, Christ once hung on Golgotha's cross, you see, as a sacrifice in order to buy grace that God is now pleased to send to your and my heart. Christ, and pay attention to this, Christ once refused grace if you could even call it that. When we read, for instance, in Matthew chapter 27, verse 34, that they gave him sour wine mingled with gall to drink, that is a strong drink in order to dull the pain, but when he had tasted it, he would not drink from it. This is how Christ purchased grace, you see, for us, by refusing it himself. Because a strong drink, in order to take away some of the pain, would have been grace for him, but he refused it so that we can have grace. Just think of it. He withheld grace from himself. He refused to drink the prescription that was mixed for him. And as such, he at the same time felt the stab of pain and caused him an extremely painful ordeal on the cross. Till long last, he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? There was no grace for Christ, you see. No pity and no mercy. Even the favor of God was withdrawn from him. But it was the price that he had to pay in order to earn grace which would be of benefit to you and to me. And when Christ rose from the grave, having completed his sacrifice, he rose from the grave in full possession of all the grace that you and I could ever need and could ever want. The Apostle John, in fact, he could boast of it when he says, grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And therefore, the grace that God can now bless us with is a grace that has come to us through Jesus Christ. And therefore, we have this word, and it comes very clear in our text, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. It comes through Christ, because it was purchased by Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, at this point, I cannot speak at length on the names and the titles of our precious Savior tonight. But I do want to say a few things in order to make clear who the Lord Jesus Christ is meant to be for us, so that our thoughts may be stimulated to think upon him and what he has done in order to purchase all that grace for us. Our thoughts and our memories, they are active tonight already. We can't help it. It is part of the festivities, or you could call it the activities of New Year's Eve. Let me therefore cause your thoughts to dwell on the Savior and on some of his names that are mentioned right here already. Because he, through whom we receive grace, is known as our Lord Jesus Christ. And we call him Lord, that is Master, that is King, that is Ruler. He is now the head of the church, you see, and his head. He knows precisely what the church of the Lord Jesus Christ needs, and it is grace. The church needs much grace, in fact. And he has plenty of it. He has plenty of it at his disposal. And he is most pleased to also share it with his church. We call him Lord and Master. This means that he owns us, you see, as a master owns his servants. And as he exercises his rule over them. But what a gracious master the Lord Jesus Christ is, isn't he? And what a gracious rule he exercises over us. Because, as he has said himself, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. His mastery over us, you see, it is not like that of a slave driver. But it's like a loving father. As an older helping brother. And is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that we may experience and receive again tonight. Then we may also know him as our Lord Jesus. Now the boys and girls will know what that means, don't you? Jesus means Savior, for he shall save his people from their sins. But also that, you see, is part of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because salvation comes by grace, you see. The grace that He has for us is a grace that sets us free from guilt, that sets us free from sin and its condemnation. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is the grace that saves us from everlasting condemnation, and it gives us a salvation that is beyond description. Then we must also remember that when we are speaking of the grace of the Lord Jesus, we speak of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, which means that He is the anointed one, that He is handpicked, and that He is equipped by God the Father in order to visit us and in order to endow us and bestow upon us His grace. It is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now just think about those three names that have been mentioned here and let your thoughts dwell on them. And if possible, also this evening yet. And let your memories be sweetened by them. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, and then I want to stress that little word, our. Because those names belong to one whom you and I must know on a personal basis, because He is spoken here of as our Lord Jesus Christ. And as you know, that's a possessive word, isn't it? And it brings the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ to us, to you and to me. It brings it home to us. If you know the Lord Jesus, if you know Him as your Savior, if you know Him as the Christ for you by faith, then you may claim His possessingly in such a way that you may have the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then, and I mentioned it yesterday too, but then we can again say with great comfort in our hearts, I, both body and soul, in life and death, I belong to my faithful Savior Jesus Christ. Well, what more do I need to say as time shuffles past us? Someday, it will be your and my last year. And we will go to a place in eternity. And I hope and pray that it will be a place of eternal joy for you and for me. And it is His grace, you see, that is preparing such a place for us, even this hour. It will carry you and me as the years roll on. We do not know how long we will live yet. And when time comes to leave this life, His grace will carry you across the river of death and will safely bring you to the other shore, as John Bunyan was able to make that so clear in his book, Pilgrim's Progress. And once you and I are there, His grace will remove, and catch this, His grace will remove the sad memories that we have had to go through in this life. He will then wipe away all the tears and remove your and my frowns. His grace will then stimulate us to have blessed thoughts, to have happy thoughts, to have joyful thoughts, and that always and forevermore. The grace of my Lord Jesus Christ. Can you say that? Dear people, does this person through whom grace comes to us, does this person not touch your heartstrings and stimulate your thoughts to higher things, to nobler things than what this earth is reveling in presently? Does He not provide you with something which is much better than what the world can ever give you? This is the prescription for the new year, you see, for New Year's Eve particularly. The world cannot provide this sort of prescription at all. Let me therefore stimulate your faculty of memory for a moment again. Remember for a moment, remember when that word of God came to you the first time in order to convict you of your sins. Remember when you trembled before the Spirit, when the Spirit of God awakened you to who you are before a holy God. Remember then also the promises that God gave you during your time that you were in a crisis. Remember the time when you cried out to the Lord, God, God, help me, help me. I want to serve you from now on. Remember the time when you confessed your faith publicly here. When you said, yes, I will follow Him. Remember when you found it hard to hold back. When the drawing powers of the gospel, as it were, came at you at full load. Remember when you found it difficult to hold back your tears. When the alluring and when the beckoning voice within you whispered that you must come to the Savior. Come now. What has become of those gracious opportunities, dear people? Once more, the word of grace comes to you tonight, because I must speak of this as well in the last place, that this word of grace comes to us, to all of us. As our text says it so clearly, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. And dear people, this means that no one here this evening is excluded from this benediction that comes from God. No one needs to walk out of church tonight and complain that he or she has not been addressed. You are being addressed, each and every one of you, young and old, and that by the grace of God. No one needs to walk out tonight and say, hey man, it was nothing for me. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ for you all. The gospel of grace, you see, it does not go out to a select few who have done well in this passing year, who have been faithful in doing their Christian duties. No, the gospel of grace goes to sinners. It goes out to all sinners. And who amongst us here is not a sinner by nature? Our text says that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. And if there would be one amongst us this evening who would be excluded from this word all, it is only because he or she has excluded himself or herself from the word, from not believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. But no one needs to be excluded. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all, so our text says. Now, there are people, we worship a great God, don't we? Think of it. On this last day of the old year, within the last few hours, here in church, God is pleased to give us yet a prescription to close off the old year. God is pleased yet to give us a very powerfully stimulating benediction for each one of us. The year is almost past, yes, but the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ will not pass. And if you look once more in our Bible text, you'll notice that the very last line of our text, there's that little word, be, but it's in italics. What does that mean? Well, it means that in the original language, this little word, be, isn't there. In the original language in which God has given us our text, this closing benediction goes something like this. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ with you all. That's how it is. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ was with us, is with us, and it shall be with us. That is what it means. And as long as we are in this life, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ is shown us as a prescription for blessings. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ shall be with us even into eternity, to be the best prescription for eternal blessings. And so be sure, dear people, that you are not excluded from the all by excluding yourself through unbelief. Hasten for your life's sake, I urge you. Be rid of that unbelieving spirit and be graced with faith. Seek the Lord God even at this moment yet and say, Lord God, this is the grace I need, the grace of faith. We've come to the end of the year. We've come to the end of the Bible as well when we read our text passage. But soon we'll come to the end of our life. Receive God's prescription of blessings. Trust in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and receive it with gratitude. Because it is with this grace that we can close off the old year. It is with this grace that someday we'll also have to close our Bible for the last time. We keep it open as long as we live, but someday it will be closed for us. Soon, it will be an entirely different existence when time will be no more and eternity will begin. Trust in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Soon we will close our eyes, that's true enough. But as we close our eyes, may we then be able to whisper those same words that come just before our text. Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Dear people, in my closing benediction, as I may preach the gospel to you this hour yet, I may say on behalf of God, who has called me to bring this gospel, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.